the history of this property. And here's a packet for each one of you.
Thank you.
Okay. Back in 2003, September 8th, case number 8327, I think you have that in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
They were asking for, as you see, a 7-foot variance from the 10-foot side, a 22-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard. And it was approved with the condition that the existing dwelling be set in the center of the property and that an as-built survey be submitted upon completion of construction. Per the Dean Malloy, the zoning inspector, they complied, and a certificate of compliance was issued for that. But then, next case, 9514, and I was not here for any of this, so I'm winging it, okay? They came back in 2006. June 5th, 2006. For a front yard for steps. And you denied that request. Because an average was taken the first time, a 21.5. But what I understand, I think what happened was someone had called in to planning and zoning. They were told that they can encroach 5 foot into the setback as long as it was open and unenclosed. But they didn't pull the case. And they should not have told them that because it was already encroaching. So it could not encroach 5 more feet. So they built the stairs, but then Dean Malloy had called that and sent a violation, and they removed it. Now they're coming back today for a deck only. And that's the history.
Sure. That's not bad. Thank you.
All that paperwork for that, huh?
Yeah, well, you've done a very good job, and thank you for that.
You know, this is a guy who adamantly opposed his neighbor's variances, but we granted the neighbor a variance, and then when he applied for one, we gave him the same variance, but he still violated that, and then we made him take his steps off. And now he's back again, asking for the same variance again. We picked up his house and moved it in the meantime. He should have
asked for it,
moved
that
it back farther,
yeah,
or allowed fixed for it, it so he'd have enough room.
Yeah, I agree.
I was a little bit, I didn't know the history back at the last hearing, but I'm not so sure this shouldn't be considered, you know, that two-step process you do for a reapplication. I remember I asked Mr. Sergovic that, and he said it was different, but the last application was for steps along the front. This application is for a deck across the front. I think you first should look at that and decide if this was a substantially different application or if it was too much like the first one, which means it shouldn't be even considered on the merits. So I think that's the process you ought to go into first. I think it's too much like the other one to ignore that. And so your preliminary consideration ought to be, is the 2009 application substantially different in some fashion from the one in 06? If you say no to that, then the case ends right then because it's a reapplication and you don't get two bites out of the apple.
Yeah.
If you think it's substantially different, then you can consider the merits of the application.
Well, I think it's basically the same thing he was looking for to start with. You know, just a little different approach. So I would say, no, they shouldn't even hear it. Shouldn't have heard it.
I agree.
Mr. Martin?
I agree.
Mr. Franz? Oh, yeah. Okay. I agree.
Jeff would.
Okay. If that's how you feel, no further discussion. I'll entertain a motion then.
I'll make a motion that we not consider it. Deny it.
That we deny the case.
Because it's too much like the first application.
The 2006 application.
Right. 2000, whatever it was, I don't know what.
Yeah, 2006 application, we applied. The 2009 is similar than 2006.
Right.
So that being the case, you feel that we should the case should be denied. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,508. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Okay. Gentlemen, that's all that we have tonight.
Is that thing still hanging out there at 509 in Bay City?
Yes.
Some
they're
stuff.
Coming up.
Real old stuff.
For variances.
It's got to be coming up between now and the end of the year. That's darn sure.
Oh, some of it's 2 and 3 years old.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to get it cleaned up by the end of this year. You're absolutely right, John.
Well, there's a few sea errors that were made until the system got decided.